You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network.
One of Us is a podcast and video network funded all but entirely by donations and subscriptions. We do accept pitches for audio-based or banner ads, but on a case-by-case basis. If you're interested in that, contact us at oneofusnet@gmail.com. With the amount of audio and video content we generate, it is expensive and extremely time-consuming to keep things running. Please go to the webpage oneofus.net and sign up for a subscription at $2, $5, $10, or $25 and get a ton of bonus content. One of Us needs and appreciates all your support.
Do you love sci-fi, horror, and fantasy films? Then grab a badge for Otherworlds Film Festival, the country's premier sci-fi film festival. There'll be Q&As, panels, parties, and mixers. Rub elbows with up-and-coming and established filmmakers, as well as like-minded filmgoers. Come celebrate our 7th year, December 3rd through 6th, at the Galaxy Highland in Austin, Texas. Badges are now for sale at OtherworldsFilmFest.com. That's OtherworldsFilmFest.com.
Ghosts of War. Wasn't this a song on the last one of the last Pink Floyd albums?
No, you're thinking of that band War that had that song War, What's It Good For? Ghost of War. Absolutely nothing at all. Oh, wait. Sorry. I might have jumped ahead.
How dare you inform our audience ahead of the actual review that this movie sucks?
Well, you could cut this part out.
I'm not going to, though. I like this part. I feel good about this part. I feel bad that this movie isn't better. I do. I genuinely do. It's got a good cast. I actually had like a Twitter-sized response to what this movie is. This is The Haunting if it was set in World War II, but it was made on the Sci-Fi Channel in the 90s.
Yes.
Before we go any further, let's talk to who is going to be talking to you. I'm Chris, of course, and joining us is Marco.
Hello, everybody.
Aaron.
Hello.
And Luwain.
Fuck this movie.
No, that's his name. Luwain, fuck this movie. That's what we're going to call you from now.
Luwain is usually the one who's more positive about the films when the rest of us are coming down heavy on it. And Luwain on this one is like,
There are a couple of things I will absolutely say that's positive about this movie. One, the cast is pretty good. Three of them are on some superhero TV shows of some sort or another.
It's a very special CW episode.
There's an effect where one of the characters in the movie is missing an arm and goes to grab somebody, and you actually see the guy he grabs, his shirt bunches up as if there's really a hand grabbing it, which is a cool effect and super creepy in this movie. But otherwise, most of the scary stuff was just kind of, eh.
Ooh, jump scares.
You forgot a good thing about this movie. It finally ended.
Well, sure.
Like World War II. The best thing about that war is it ended. And so in that sense, this movie got the ethos of World War II right. I had a little V-Day over at my house the moment the screener finally stopped.
I don't request movies because I want to hate on them, right? I don't have time to do that.
Right. No.
I request movies that there's something about it. This looks like a thing I'm into. And I've lost track of the number of movies that have military dudes or tough guys in this situation where something occult or supernatural or sci-fi happens and they have to deal with it. And sometimes it's outside the range of their normal tough guy stuff. This should have been my thing. But the problem is, I also know a ton of shit about World War II and pop culture. And there are these things that guys mention throughout the course of the movie that when you get to the end, you realize are supposed to be clues about how things are not what they seem. They right. just look like mistakes.
Yeah, those were bugging the
that
hell out of me.
Irritates me.
Or feel like just really lazy World War II movie tropes, which it's just constantly littered with, as well as constant haunted house movie tropes, like really old, tired haunted house movie tropes. That's what I said, like The Haunting, it reminded me of, because it's that level of like awkwardly, almost uncomfortable to watch some of the ghost scenes in here with how cornball they are. But let me just say a little bit background about this movie. This was written and directed by Eric Bress, who was, I'll give him credit, he wrote Final Destination 2, which is one of the finest franchise episodes of a series ever in horror movies. Like that for me is like
top five if you're looking through a movie with like past the first one with ones that are great. Final Destination 2 is one of the all-time great. He also wrote The Final Destination, which is not as great. He was the creator of the show Kyle XY, which I've never seen, but it went on for a little while, which he created, wrote, and co-directed The Butterfly Effect and Cellular. But the last thing he did was, it's unclear because IMDb and Wikipedia disagree. It was either 2009 or 2010. So it's been at least 10 years since this guy's released, literally even worked on a film, right? And there's stuff on there where it's like, this is in the middle of being made in 2009, and you're like, yeah, but it never came out, so what happened? The story, as it were, was, we said, World War II, five American soldiers, all of which are recognizable actors. Brenton Thwaites, who plays Robin or Nightwing on Titans, is Chris, so the leader of the troop. Theo Rossi, who played Shades on Luke Cage and Juice on Sons of Anarchy, plays Kirk. Kyle Gallner plays Tappert. He's known for playing, amongst many other smaller roles, he played Bart Allen, aka Impulse, on Smallville. Skylar Astin plays Eugene, who is currently playing Max on Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist and Greg in Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. And Alan Richson plays Butchie, who plays Hawk or Hank on Titans, and also played Young Scully on an episode of Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Hey, and don't forget, we also have Billy Zane in this, so you have the Phantom as well.
I was going to get to that, because there is a very brief, early on, Chekhov's Billy Zane, right?
Yes.
Which is all it could possibly be, because you don't, in a film, introduce Billy Zane, give him almost nothing to do or no dialogue for like 2 minutes of a film, and then kill him off. Why would you do that? I mean, he's Billy Zane. I mean, he's not like Robert De Niro or something, but he is like, for this level of film, when you see Billy Zane, you either go, ah, shit, or you go, all right. You know, your reactions may vary. This time I was like, why would he come in just for that part? So you know something's wrong, because Billy Zane ain't just disappearing from the film. So they are ordered to hold a French castle, a big fucking place that was formerly occupied by the Nazis, who had come in, murdered horribly the entire family that lived there, because apparently they were either Jewish or they were hiding Jews. The troops that was stationed there before said, great, you're here, we gotta go, bye. And they're like, what's the matter? Nothing, fuck off, bye, we're leaving. So it becomes clear they didn't want to be there because the place is like super haunted, like ridiculously Liam Neeson in a 90s horror remake haunted. And they start having those type of experiences that are all really cheesy. And as the film goes on, it becomes clear that even that isn't the entirety of what's going on. Mainly because, as you said earlier, the actor whose arm gets cut off, Alan Richson, starts screaming about, none of this is real, none of this is real, which is a pretty good indication in most films that none of this is real. And I hate to throw that as a spoiler, but if anybody with the faintest amount of like experience with movie language is going to hear that and go, clearly there's a big twist coming. And there is.
It takes up so much of the back third of the movie, and it drastically changes what's happening in the movie before then. Like, aside from the none of this is real, is kind of impossible to predict because there's no teasers there except for maybe Billy Zane being in the beginning randomly and then dying in the first 30 seconds. But yeah, then it happens, and in my opinion, kind of ruins the movie, too.
There would have been a way to save this movie with that twist if they had compressed the first two-thirds of this movie into the first act.
Yes.
Like, we don't waste all the time that we do there. And then what is the current third act with the twist is shifted to the second act, and then the third act is resolving the situation that they set up in the original third act that just ends with the movie.
Movie math with LeWayne.
Dude, I know, that's a mess. But, like, there is a way you could have done something to make this more interesting, but at least half of that involves not wasting so much time at the beginning doing stuff that ultimately doesn't matter.
That final act should have just been reduced to an epilogue. It was once like, oh, I get it. No, really, I got it. You don't have to keep explaining. I totally got it. Okay. You clearly don't expect me to understand what's happening because you keep explaining it.
For one thing, the Billy Zane thing, as much as it's a dead giveaway, it also doesn't even make sense in the context of the whole thing. There's sort of a Wizard of Oz thing they were chasing after there, but that in the context of it makes absolutely no sense why that would be there. It serves no real purpose to, in fact, have it be there except make you certain that everything is indeed not as it seems, which it's annoying enough watching this really by the numbers haunted house movie that is doing nothing innovative or new at all and has really terrible looking ghosts in it. But to be just sitting there waiting through all of it, over an hour of it, just going, for fuck's sakes, can we just get to the goddamn twist already so I can see what I at least think of your idea? And when you do, you go, there was indeed a way to possibly make this work, and that was not it.
I mean, I like this movie better when it was called Jacob's Ladder, which is not the exact same twist. But
don't you
like,
shit on Jacob's Ladder, Marco.
No, I
swear to God.
Love Jacob's Ladder, but that's how you do this kind of mindfuck last-minute twist right, where you go, oh, that's what all of this meant. You didn't have to spend the last 30 minutes of the movie explaining it to me, which this movie does. And it's a shame because it's an interesting way to combine two different genres. They have a very good cast, great locations, a really good set. I mean, all of the ingredients are here for a, not a great movie, but at least an entertaining 90 minutes. And boy, does it just waste its time.
We're talking as if the ending is the only problem, but like, I think it's just that it's such an egregiously bad ending that it stands out and it dominates the conversation. Like, even before then, I was into this movie just on the notion of kind of an action horror. Like, that's why I love World War II horror movies. When they get to their action set piece in the middle, they don't shoot this like an action set piece. They shoot it like a poorly done horror film that's low budget, and they're trying to hide the fact that they have no money. They don't handle that World War II-esque action part of it, the brothers in arms. These are a group of guys who don't feel like they're in World War II when the World War II notion of it encroaches on the story. It doesn't really do it well. This feels like somebody had a decent idea for a script. They didn't get the money they needed. They didn't get the talent they needed behind the camera. And they had a producer who went, well, clearly this doesn't make sense. So let's like really explain what's going on in the back half.
This didn't have to be like groundbreaking next level kind of shit. I mean, I was hoping for something like Overlord with ghosts. It's like, okay, pulpy premise. Sure. GIs facing a supernatural threat and, you know, shit goes down. That would have been fine, but it just tries to take it to another level. And I'm like, I'm sorry, your movie is not this deep. You don't get to go into Philip K. Dick territory. It's not as smart as you think it is. That little showdown in the middle, I kind of like that. I like that sequence where, you know, the Nazis finally show up and the five guys are holed up in this enormous chateau. And, you know, it turns out the ghosts are fucking with everybody, both the GIs and the Nazis. I'm like, this is kind of cool.
I've already seen the good parts of this movie. I think it was about a year ago, maybe a year and a half. There was a German film that I don't know, remember, Aaron, if it was you or John reviewed it with me, but where it was a bunch of Nazis who discover this house. And they find they're trapped in a time loop where they can't leave. They can go outside the house, but they just end up right back at the house, and they're dealing with ghosts that maybe they're reflections, maybe there's something else going on. And that's actually a pretty solid little horror film, a little twisty, weird, cool. The fact you don't know what's going on is what's scary. This movie just keeps reminding you there's a twist coming instead of scaring you with your lack of knowledge.
One of the other things, and this is literally referenced near the end of the movie, the reason for a World War II setting is the whole Band of Brothers stuff. But once these guys get to the house, they're like dicks to each other about everything. And their personalities keep shifting and they keep doing these things that don't make sense until you get to the end, kind of. There's this creeping paranoia almost between some of the characters. And I'm like, how did you guys function as a unit before this?
Yeah.
Well, then we get to the end and we find out why none of this makes sense. And then I'm mad because why did I waste the time?
The first time they meet the elder soldiers, instead of in any way having a conversation, the other soldier's stance is, fuck you, why weren't you fucking here before? And it's like, they're still showing up to help you. Like, you'd expect you to talk to them like human beings. And they have that kind of modern day, everyone's a dick to each other stance that you get a lot in horror today, but you don't really see in what this kind of a story is trying to be because, you know, we were in a world war.
You expect them to be a little more professional.
Yeah, or at least work together.
Yeah.
There's misdirects as well, points in this, where don't make any sense, where it's like, oh, that character clearly knows something about what's going on. And they don't, and it's never relevant again. Like, there's a whole thing with the character they keep reminding you is Jewish. Eugene, played by Skyler Astin Lipstein. They insinuate something's going on with that guy for sure. Nothing is going on with that guy. I'm not even sure what the point of that was other than a red herring, but it didn't make sense for it to be there. Anyway, I think this whole thing is pretty lazy. I don't want to take too much time on this. Let's just go on to final thoughts here so we can be done and wipe our brains clean of this thoroughly mediocre World War II haunted sci-fi movie. And what about LaWayne to start?
You're right. Normally I'm not this mean about this. And I mean, this guy made a movie and got distribution, which is more than I have done at this point. So, I mean, I guess kudos there. And there are occasionally interesting shots or interesting things in this movie, but they're just overwhelmed by all the stuff that are supposed to be clues and just look like mistakes. That's what I guess pissed me off the most, is until I get to the end and know for sure that, oh, that was supposed to be intentional, it just looks like you made a sloppy movie. And I just don't have the time or patience for that. We didn't even get into this weird word that starts showing up that drove me crazy. This word that appears, Vetrelec, okay? This pissed me off more than literally anything else at this point, because they keep using this word and they keep telling you what this word means. And there's literally even a line about how somebody researched what that word meant. I did that exact same research, and that word does not exist except in reference to this movie.
This movie, right. Why not find a real word?
Stop trying to make Vetrelec happen. Vetrelec's never going to happen.
Vetrelec is not going to happen, except if you're speaking Czech. And then it's the title of the Alien movies. Right. That would at least have made sense.
And they even misattribute the language.
I just named my World War II haunted sci-fi band Vetrelec. So.
But anyway, the important part, I guess, the score is one day that they had Billy Zane out of five.
Aaron?
Man, I wanted to like this movie. I love this genre of film. I came in really kind of expecting it to be a good thing, even after seeing LaWayne going, I hate this movie. And I was even into it in the beginning, and as the filmmakers made decision after decision and carefully stepped away from what made this interesting and turned it into a low-budget, poorly written horror film, I became colder and colder to this movie up until the twist that we keep talking around, which so aggressively invalidates everything in this film that, yeah, I'm right there with LaWayne. I hated this. Like, this movie, it stars a couple of Marvel actors, and this movie made Iron Man less good because one of the characters from Iron Man is in this, and now I have to think about this when I see Iron Man.
Which one is in Iron Man?
He shows up in the after the twist. He's the kind of the head of that family.
Sean Tobe.
He's the guy who helps Tony Stark build his Iron Man suit in the first Iron Man.
Well, now you've ruined Iron Man.
Yeah, there you go. But yeah, like, and what's frustrating is that the guy who directed this also wrote it. Like, it's a writer-director. I feel like he has some ideas here that could be a great film, but I don't think that he's a talented enough director to manage the low budget and generate exciting sequences. As much as that action sequence in the middle was a great end concept, them in a siege movie with ghosts helping and hurting them, that's cool. It's not shot cool. It's really uninteresting and generic, and that just kind of continues throughout. The only good thing I can say for this movie, really, is that effect of the guy with the missing arms grabbing onto somebody else's shirt was legitimately awesome and well done. Go see Devil's Rock or Overlord or something else, because those are legitimately good movies that do something with this premise. I'm going to have to give this, God, you already got Billy Zane, 2 out of 10 invisible arms.
Dude, I did it right at the beginning of this. Before, when I say final thoughts, I'm like crossing my fingers. Nobody get Billy Zane. Nobody get Billy Zane. Nobody. Right off the bat, LaWayne fucks it up for all of us.
You're welcome.
Marco?
It's very easy for a bad screening experience to color your opinion of a movie. And I try not to ever do that. But oh my God, it was painful trying to watch this movie because I'm not kidding, like 5 times I had to try to watch it. So by the end, I felt like I was like the characters in the movie, forced to relive a horrible event over and over again. Only the horrible event was the movie. However, I did finally get to the end and I was like, okay, here are the good things. I'll lay them out for you. You have a strong cast. I'd like to see any of these actors in something else. Great use of location. Beautiful location with the chateau. All that stuff looks cool. All of the Nazi regalia, all the World War II uniforms, that looks legit. Somebody did their job in that department, at least. But man, this was just a slog. Finally watching those last 30 minutes felt like an hour and a half. It was not good. I have to give this, 3 out of 10 missing journal pages.
Yeah, I don't know what to add that everybody else has said. I mean, certainly I agree with you a lot on whoever was in charge of costuming and locations. Hey, great job. That place is terrific. I don't know where you found it. I wouldn't be surprised if finding that place was the reason a script was cobbled together in the first place. Because you're like, holy shit, we can use this place? We got to figure out something to do with this. I would do the same thing. Not this movie, hopefully, but I would definitely put together a script just because of this location. Also, points to a attractive and smart young cast of actors, all of which whose careers appear to be going places rather quickly. It's a film that will end up being seen a lot in the future because I suspect all of these guys are going to go on to bigger and better things than where they are right now.
Even Billy Zane?
Maybe not Billy Zane. Billy Zane might be going as far as he's going. Billy Zane is the Nicolas Cage of the Z-grade film. We're always a little pleased to see he's there, but also even more trepidatious because
poor
of
Billy Z.
I mean, I would love for him to figure out a way to have a proper comeback, but I think we're past now.
I don't think he's had a legitimately great movie since like Titanic, that right. era, or The Phantom.
That wasn't even a legitimately great movie. It was a legitimately okay movie.
Catherine Zeta-Jones makes rape jokes in that movie. It's a legitimately great movie.
I now feel very uncomfortable.
I do as well. This movie is terrible. There's so many obvious rookie mistakes in this fucking thing. I can't believe this guy actually has a history in horror, wrote and directed this. And good horror, even. Maybe you just didn't do anything for too long and you got rusty. I wouldn't recommend this to anybody, really, unless you're one of those people who's like looking for a bad movie night movie. And even then, it's not bad enough.
It's just boring.
It's not overtly bad enough, because a bad movie night movie should be laugh out loud funny at how bad it is. And there's never really a moment like that. It's just general low level of incompetency. So I'm going to give this 2 out of 10 times during this final thoughts that I was annoyed at LaWayne for already picking Billy Zane.
I like that you made it about Billy Zane in the end anyways. Like, you made it work.
Isn't it all about Billy Zane?
It should be. It fucking
I'm like a vengeful
be.
Review ghost.
He covers everything from A to Zane.